firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, this is Hump Day Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. This is the Patriot Voice Radio Network, Trucker Randy Show, your defending fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Today is the deadline. By midnight tonight, statutorily, the House, the Senate need to submit the budget for fiscal year 2027 to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, so she has the summer to review it, cross out what she doesn't like, because governors have the line item veto red pen in their hand, and sign it so that it becomes effective stroke of midnight on September 30th. That's their fiscal year calendar. Well, they're going to miss that deadline. However, there is a possibility that they will vote today on the school aid fund portion of it. There's actually two big bills that they do. School aid fund, separate. They refer to that as the school bus because the other one is called the omnibus large spending bill. All of the 14, 15 bureaucratic agencies, departments put into one big omnibus bill, and that one signed. Well, schools, districts, local school districts are working on their budgets right now as we speak during the summer. Most of them spend the month of July and August at their school board meetings talking about the budget for the upcoming school year, which starts in the fall after Labor Day. How much are they going to pay their teachers? How much funding are they getting from Lansing? What is their curriculum spending going to be for technology, computers, different types of programs that they want to teach the children in their local school district? Well, Monday, Michigan Forward's press release offered that the budget will include more funding for roads, but also a record high per pupil funding for the students. Even more money for police and public safety. Their spokesperson, Gabe Butsky, said for months, House Republicans have been fighting for fiscal responsibility and Michiganders' top priorities. As today, the July 1st deadline approaches, it is Speaker Matt Hall's caucus that put in the work on this year's budget. Neither the budget office from the governor nor the Democrat-controlled Senate have offered a response up until Monday, this past Monday, 2 days ago, seemingly content to let Hall and the Republicans frame the negotiations as something that is for now appearing to honor the trifecta's confidentiality agreement. Since the law passed as part of the 2019 budget process, they then required the legislature to pass a budget plan by today, July 1st. Lawmakers have been late in 2020, and last year, 2025. The 2020 date was somewhat excusable because of the federal COVID relief money that was expected to come in June of that year. Depending on the amount and what type of federal funding it was, prevented them from knowing exactly how much money they were going to have to spend and where it had to be spent with the strings that were attached from Washington, D.C. 2021 budget was halfway done by July 1st, but out of the House and Senate chambers came in 22, 23, and 24 before the July 1st deadline. Well, here's a breakdown. The last five budgets with split state government control during an election year and what it looked like. This year, for example, again, midterm election. The only difference is besides just governor, secretary of state, attorney general, state rep, state senators, congresspeople, we also have a U.S. Senate seat. Well, back in 2010 election year, midterm, school aid passed on July 1st. However, the general government budget, known as the omnibus budget, passed on September 29th, just a day before the September 30th deadline. Presidential election 2008, school aid fund passed July 23rd. Next day, general government budget passed July 24th. Go back again to a midterm election, 2006. Both the school aid and the omnibus budgets passed July 26th. Presidential year 2004, school aid passed September 8th. Government budget passed September 14th. And then all the way back to 1998, school aid passed on July 1st. Government budget passed on September 24th. So, in the 2019 budget process, they basically agreed to set July 1st as the target date. Even though it was done with statute, there's no penalty attached to it. Without penalty, they can miss the date, and it's no problem. That's what they did last year. Well, evidently, because of the election that's upcoming, August 4th, they want to get the work done so they can leave, heading into the 4th of July Friday. By the way, most government offices are closed, if not all of them. We may not have mail service, and even some banks may be closed in Michigan on Friday because that is the state observing Independence Day because it falls this year on Saturday. So, kind of interesting. We'll see what happens today. We'll monitor it this evening and tomorrow morning, and I'll give you a report on the final budget process tomorrow, Thursday, July 2nd. A little bit of history with endorsements from two different political parties. This story is interesting. Oakland County Judge Michael Warren made political history yesterday, earning both the nomination for the Michigan Supreme Court, not only from the Republican Party, but he also got the nod from the Libertarian Party. Judge Warren, whose campaign said it believed is the first time a candidate for the Michigan Supreme Court earned two different parties' endorsements. Warren said he was honored as the endorsements reflect a very rare point of agreement between two political parties that don't necessarily always see eye to eye. These two parties arrived at the same conclusion on their own. Michigan needs a Supreme Court justice who will defend constitutional rights, respect the limits of judicial power, and never legislate from the bench. That should tell voters something about what is at stake at our state's highest court, the Michigan Supreme Court. Kerry Morgan, the Libertarian Party's Supreme Court candidate in prior election cycles, formally made the nomination to endorse Judge Warren at the Libertarian Party of Michigan's state convention that was held this past Sunday. Voters finally have a real choice for liberty and the rule of law in November, said Morgan. The Supreme Court race appears on the nonpartisan section of the general election ballot in November. However, the candidates are actually nominated through party state conventions. So, bottom line, when you flip the ballot over and you look at the Supreme Court, you will not see R's and D's or L's for Libertarian. The names will be there. Well, the one name that you need to vote for is Judge Michael Warren, M.W. Just remember M.W. When you see it for Supreme Court, vote for it. If he gets to be a member of the Michigan Supreme Court, this will be a win for constitutional rights. And he will not. I know Judge Warren, I've had him on the show before. He will not legislate from the bench. He always goes through the constitutions first, both the U.S. and the state constitution, and then he looks at statutes. And then he gives an opinion based on facts and what's actually on the books. Judge Warren announced his candidacy back in March and was endorsed by the Michigan Republican Party at its March convention, along with the other name you need to vote for, Michael Warren, M.W. Well, there's another. This one is M.B., Oscoda County Judge Cassandra Morris Bills. So M.W. and M.B. Both are expected to be officially nominated at the Republican convention in late August after winning the endorsements in Novi back in March. March 27th and 28th. Final segment, we'll wrap this story up in another short story. Last segment of hour number one, today's show, we'll be right back.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand. The family's in.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Talking about Judge Michael Warren, M.W., running for the Michigan Supreme Court on your November ballot, along with Escoda County Judge Cassandra Morris Bills. Just remember, this is real easy for Supreme Court. Michael Warren, M.W., Cassandra Morris Bills, hyphenated last name is MB. So when it comes to the Supreme Court this year, very simple. MW, Michael Warren, MB, Morris Bills. Those are the two that you need to vote for in November. Judge Warren, unlike other appointed Supreme Court justices serving on the Michigan Supreme Court right now by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, one of our Supreme Court justices was never a judge. She was an attorney. She never presided over any trials at all, ever, and is a Michigan Supreme Court justice. Well, Michael Warren, he's presided over more than 375 jury trials during his more than two decades as a judge on the bench. He also authored the book, The Revolutionary War, Words That Forged America. Revolutionary Words That Forged America. It was a book focused on the Declaration of Independence and the founding documents and principles of our country. He and his daughter had put together an effort of Constitution Day, September 17, 1787. Well, every September 17th, him and his then high school daughter created events around the state of Michigan, educating kids in schools about the Constitution. This is the kind of judge he's been for more than two decades as an actual judge. Jury trials. This is where the two sides can't settle, and they're going to force it to a jury trial. Jury selection, setting the trial to begin and actually overseeing a jury trial is the longest, actually requires the most experienced judge to be able to oversee a jury trial. Judge Warren has done more than 375 of them. And again, some of our current Michigan Supreme Court justices never were even a judge before Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed them to the bench. And they're still serving today. Folks, this two seats needs to make sure that we get this information out to people. Why? Because it's nonpartisan. On the ballot, when you look at Supreme Court justices, there's no R and there's no D. You don't know which party nominated them to run for Supreme Court. It makes it very difficult for it to be nonpartisan for people to know who to vote for. So again, MW for Michael Warren, MB for Morris Bills. Morris Bills' first name is Cassandra. She is currently from our area, Oscoda County. She serves right now as an Oscoda County judge. And we need somebody from Northern Michigan like her to be on the Supreme Court with Judge Michael Warren. So again, MW and MB. MW and MB is voting the people you need to vote for Supreme Court justice. So we'll try to make that as easy as possible for you to remember. Again, when you get your ballot, if you don't know who to vote for, send me a text. I vet these candidates. I know exactly their backgrounds. I know everything about them. Definitely, definitely, definitely text me and I'll let you know. Now, I do want to make clarification on that statement. I'm voting for governor on the August 4th primary. I'm voting for Perry Johnson. U.S. Senate seat, Mike Rogers is unopposed. You don't even have to vote for him. He's automatically going to win. But then you have Congress. I'm voting for Justin Michael. Others, seats available there, state representatives, state senators, those people I know. Supreme Court justices, just said it, Michael Warren, Morris Bills. If it gets down below that level where it's not statewide or state rep or state senator, I do not know county races. So don't ask me who to vote for at the county level. I don't get that low on the ticket to know who to advise or endorse on that level. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family.